Welcome to 5-Minute Mythstoria from thelocalmythstorian.com. Bite-sized chunks of curious history from Cheshire, Staffordshire and Derbyshire. And a little series I thought I'd share with you while I'm working on the next phase of the project. It's early December 1983, and in the basement of a building in Derby city centre, an extraordinary meeting is taking place. Huddled together in the dimly lit room around stacked boxes of stock, packing materials and cleaning equipment, stand a group of local business owners, council representatives and a collection of church clergymen that includes the Bishop of Derby himself. None of them can quite believe it has come to this, gathered as they are beneath the city's new shopping centre, debating a resolution to a problem that is proving so increasingly disturbing that any sense of ridicule or fantasy has long since left the conversation. They need a solution to the Eagle Centre poltergeist. Amongst the complex range of shapes and sizes that spectral hauntings can take, the poltergeist is one form of paranormal phenomena that has the power to unite viewpoints and beliefs no matter how diverse. The noisy ghost is present in virtually every culture the world over, and whilst attributable names and theories may differ, the unique nature of the poltergeist at large means that its power of persuasion is constant. No matter what a person may believe, it's hard to ignore the one form of haunting that can objectively be viewed and measured. It started during the shopping mall's construction in 1975, when the East End slums of the city centre had been cleared to make space for the new building. Builders were said to have heard all manner of noises and screams on the site when they were alone, and often found tools going missing before reappearing in impossible locations. Once completed, the activity would only increase, with dozens of business owners reporting strange occurrences during the first few months of trade. For the local papers, the spooky stories coming out of the new shopping centre were a goldmine. And such was the concern of the Eagle Centre's management that a court injunction was taken out to stop the press from printing the tales they were told for fear of the poltergeist seriously impacting trade. Besides the usual bangs, crashes and object teleportations, there were other, far more visual phenomena on display across the site. Shadowy figures were spotted in storerooms by at least six separate shop managers. And shawled, crouched spectres walking through walls are said to have been a regular occurrence. In one particularly illuminating encounter, the site security guard spent over an hour searching the premises after one of their number had spotted a young girl, long after closing, wandering through a clothes store clutching a cuddly toy. Alas, upon investigation, no child was to be found. Now, it's easy to imagine how such stories build locally, taking on a life of their own and giving us cause to question their provenance. At the Eagle Centre, however, far from becoming a hub of outlandish claims and fantasy, things took a decidedly practical turn following a spate of flying shoes in a branch of Freeman, Hardy and Willis that had been witnessed by half a dozen people at the same time, including a local council leader. Guarding against the rumours that many businesses in the new £7 million shopping centre were considering leaving, they took the extraordinary step of issuing an advice pamphlet concerning the phenomena. It was entitled, I Jest Not, Your Poltergeist and How to Deal with It. In the document, a brief history of the phenomena was shared in a bid to show how natural it was, alongside advice on how to placate it. Once the pressures that produce the poltergeist are understood, it stated, the activity will begin to fade. It would appear, however, that the activity continued for at least 8 years. And come that night in the basement, the bishop and his helpers took a drastic decision. They would perform an exorcism. It didn't work at first, and reports of activity continued before a second session took place in early 1984, and reports became rarer and rarer until the shopping centre eventually closed in 1990. The Eagle Centre may no longer be with us, but Eagle Market is still very much alive and well on the former site, where market traders do business with shoppers every day of the week. As to what may have caused the activity at the Eagle Centre during the late 70s and early 80s, there are a couple of competing theories. One, and perhaps the most plausible as such theories go, is that the poltergeist activity came about as part of a much wider explosion in hauntings that emerged following the clearance of the old neighbourhood before the centre was built. Another suggestion lies in the fact that the building was erected in an area of the city believed to have borne witness to a violent battle way back in the year 917 between forces of the Anglo-Saxon warrior queen Ethelfled and the Vikings of the Danelaw. Whatever the origin of the phenomena, it's clear the area of the city in which the Eagle Centre was erected had played host to a long history of human occupation. that the memories of the land may have somehow become switched on and replayed during the building work would dovetail neatly with many popular theories regarding hauntings, but the origin of the poltergeist itself is even more complex. Its range of activity suggests an intelligent control inherent in the location. As with many such cases, investigation leads to more questions than answers, but nonetheless, whatever was happening back then in Derby City Centre was very real to those who witnessed it. Yet it is precisely this lack of definitive answer that means that such stories pass from person to person in a form that is open to interpretation, embellishment, and subtle change. This is no bad thing. Rather, it's the evolutionary mechanism by which events such as the Eagle Centre poltergeist pass into folklore, enabling them to survive across the years, changing shape into legend along the way, ensuring that such incredible examples of the supernatural, so unlikely to be committed to official records, are not lost to us. They're unfathomable truths preserved in oral tradition, just like the legends of old, courtesy of the stories they inspire. 5 Minute Mythstoria is presented and researched by me, Eli Lewis Lysett. And if you enjoy it, perhaps you'll sign up at thelocalmythstorian.com, where you'll find all kinds of stuff to do with the curious local histories and folklore of Cheshire, Derbyshire and Staffordshire.